The full effect of the 35-day government shutdown still ripples across the country. One consequence of the lapse in federal funding is the more than 40 million Americans who receive food stamps have had their regularly scheduled monthly payments disrupted. That is leaving some of the country's poorest families scrambling. Here's more from Bobby Allen of member station WHYY in Philadelphia.
Daniel Davenport is 45 and lives in suburban Philadelphia, where he works part-time in music production. To get by, he relies on SNAP. That's shorthand for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Most people just refer to it as food stamps. In January, the $182 he counts on every month was loaded twice on his government-issued debit card.
And I actually thought, oh, wow, it's like a bonus. Although it's not.
It's not, he found out, after watching a local TV report on the USDA paying out February's food stamps early. At the time, there was no clear end in sight to the government shutdown. Officials devised a quick workaround.
Which was really important.
Dottie Rosenbaum studies food stamps at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
Because in the event that the shutdown had continued, it protected SNAP and ensured that individuals would receive SNAP benefits for the month of February, which otherwise would not have been assured.
But here's the rub. Government reopened a week after the double payment, and now millions of people on food stamps have to wait until March until they get another round of benefits. It'll be 5 weeks until Davenport sees more food assistance. He's already used most of February's payments, stocking his pantry until his card's reloaded in March.
Cereals, oatmeals, soups because it's winter, like canned spaghetti, canned ravioli, canned lasagna, stuff that I can freeze.
Right now, frankly, all of our energy is trying to figure out what we can do to help people get through to their next March payment.
That's Secretary Teresa Miller of Pennsylvania's Department of Human Services. She's urging Pennsylvania residents to give more this month to their local food banks since they're expecting a surge in demand. Miller says she's chipping in too.
I wrote a check that was a little bit higher than what I normally write because I'm concerned about people this month.
Miller says some families will experience a food crisis later this month, and that's partly due to widespread confusion about what the double payment was all about. She says the state did everything it could to inform SNAP recipients on time, but acknowledges letters didn't go out until after the change. About 90% of those on SNAP nationwide will go more than 40 days between food payments, according to Rosenbaum.
So that will put a strain at the end of February and beginning of March for many households across the country.
At a food pantry north of Philadelphia, Christy Schatz is lining up for donated food. She uses a mix of SNAP and disability benefits to buy groceries, but she's depleted both. She was counting on getting a payment this month. She thought the double payment was a glitch.
Right now, because I don't have my food stamps, I had to either come up to the pantry to get food or my mom helped me with getting groceries.
Miller with Pennsylvania's Department of Human Services has this message for politicians in Washington.
I hope they're hearing from people that have been impacted and are still being impacted and can come to a solution that doesn't further hurt people that are caught in the middle.
Thinking about February 15th fills Miller with dread. That's when the federal government could shut down again. Federal officials have told states they can go ahead and release March benefits early. But in Pennsylvania, Miller worries that would only trigger the same problem all over again. For NPR News, I'm Bobby Allen in Philadelphia.
And this story comes from Keystone Crossroads, a statewide public media initiative reporting on cities across Pennsylvania.